Latvian President Vaira Vichefraiburga welcomed President Bush to the podium, where he delivered a wide-ranging speech about the challenges facing the NATO alliance. One major challenge he touched on is Afghanistan.
Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters and drug traffickers and criminal elements and local warlords remain active and committed to destroying democracy in Afghanistan. Defeating them will require the full commitment of our alliance. For NATO to succeed, its commanders on the ground must have the resources and flexibility they need to do their jobs.
NATO has some 32,000 troops in Afghanistan battling a resurgent Taliban, but only a few countries, including Britain, Canada, the United States, and the Netherlands, are doing most of the fighting in the dangerous southern provinces. Other members have put restrictions or caveats on how their forces can be used. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer indirectly complained about this in Riga, urging more support for the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF.
We must resource ISAF properly. It is not acceptable that our mission in the South still lacks 20% of its combined joint statement of requirements. I've spoken out repeatedly, and I'll do it here again this morning, about national caveats that take away a commander's flexibility and undermine our operational effectiveness.
Afghanistan and the expansion of NATO to include other countries are among the topics of discussion at this summit, which holds a formal session Wednesday. In his speech, President Bush expressed support for admitting all European democracies that want to be a part of NATO.
Here in Riga, allies will make clear that the door to NATO membership remains open. And at our next summit in 2008, we hope to issue additional invitations to nations that are ready for membership. Today, Croatia, Macedonia, and Albania are all participating in NATO's membership action plan. And the United States supports their aspirations to join the Atlantic Alliance.
After the summit is over Wednesday, President Bush travels to Jordan for discussions about Iraq and the Middle East. Bill Rogers, VOA News.
www.wangyiyu.com